How will Syria's new leader run a country destroyed by civil war and sectarianism? To find out, NPR's Emily Fang and Jawad Rizala went to a region his group ran for most of the past decade in northern Syria.
As we drive into Idlib, a city in northwestern Syria, we see a succession of dirt barricades.
I think this is the last one.
They're the remains of checkpoints. They used to cordon off this part of Syria from territories held by the former regime. And inside these former cordons, in Idlib, is where Ahmed al-Shara, leader of the fighting group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, and now the interim president, first held court. And as Zahar Jabber explains, Shara first had to compete with other factions, vying for control. Jabber is a Syrian journalist and activist who lived in Idlib during the Syrian civil war. Jabber says Shara's group was among several militias which imposed conservative Islamist rules, like burning down cigarette and alcohol stores. During the early phases of Shara's rule here in Idlib, his group was more conservative. Here's cafe owner Abdul Kahar Zakor. He says women could no longer work next to men or enter stores alone if the employees were men. We're sitting in his airy cafe surrounded by people smoking shisha, the water pipe, and with Fairuz, the Lebanese singer beloved in the Arab world, crooning in the background. All of this, Zakor notes, waving at the smokers and the music, was technically forbidden early on under HTS rule. Jerome Drevin is a senior analyst with the nonprofit International Crisis Group who is writing a book on HTS. He has been interviewing the group for years, including Shara, back when the leader was working with Al-Qaeda.
But gradually they understood that it was not working. People were pushing back.
So Shara then split with Al-Qaeda. Once he consolidated power in Idlib, he relaxed Islamist rules, a process that began as early as 2017. This ideological pragmatism and a willingness to evolve is a hallmark of HTS. Drevin found Shara
more willing to change and to change fast if he has to, and he's willing to impose his decisions with a combination of cooptation, convincing, and also repression.
That meant employment laws segregating genders were also removed. HTS also focused on setting up social services. Their ideological practicality is evident at this shisha store in downtown Idlib, whose owner, Yamin Shar, says even during the most strict period of HTS Islamist rule, banning shisha, he kept selling water pipes. Smoker's gonna smoke, he shrugs. HTS looked the other way. Shar also says, like everyone we spoke to in Idlib, HDS has been the most incorruptible faction so far, with low taxes and no bribes. HDS's practicality is front and center in clothing stores in Idlib. Yamin Harbout, a salesperson at one of them, says there were small things HDS did not allow, like very short clothing. But they did not really enforce rules that banned bright colors, for example. And now, with its leader, Syria's interim president, HTS appears to be focusing on bigger issues, like co-opting any remaining opposition groups. One of those opposition voices was Zahar Jabber, the Idlib-based activist. He says last year he organized a demonstration against HTS in Idlib. He said he was afraid that too much power was concentrated in one leader's hands, that of Ahmed al-Shara. He expected to be arrested and shot at like he was by the former regime. Instead, Jabber says he was called in for a meeting with Ahmed al-Shara himself and his suggestions noted and some even incorporated. Jabber walked away a fan of HTS and Syria's new leader, even if it means a more religiously conservative government for the entire country. Emily Fang, NPR News, Idlib.